Piranha FM. The music will find you. Visit piranhafm.co.za.
Shoemaker, one step at a time. Good morning, Dave Borham.
Morning, Marius. How are you?
Well, thank you very much. All great having you here. And we've all got our challenges to overcome. I know it sometimes it sounds like if somebody is talking to you, then when they seem happy-go-lucky, then you think, oh, why is my life like that? But we all have our life challenges. Is that right?
Of course. And we need them, Marius. The reason why we have these challenges, or the number, I'm going to share with you seven reasons why we need obstacles, and then I'm going to share with you seven ways in which we can overcome them.
Yeah.
So, first of all, the first reason why we need obstacles is that obstacles actually reveal your true identity. In other words, when you're facing a challenge, when you're facing difficulties in your life, it causes you to actually introspect, if you like, and it helps you to identify who you really are and how you're going to deal with these particular obstacles that you're facing. Without any obstacles in life, we don't tend to introspect enough. We tend to get controlled by, as we've discussed before, our social medias and the cell phones and various other things, but we don't introspect enough. And introspection is such a powerful aspect of allowing us to become more aware of who we are and what we're all about. So that's important in our lives. The second reason is obstacles direct our actions. So when we have to deal with these particular obstacles, we're then focused on the kind of actions that are required in order to overcome those particular obstacles. Most people, as I mentioned last week, Marius, are controlled by circumstance. In other words, if the phone rings, I'll answer that. If email pops up, email pops up in my inbox, I handle that, etc., etc. Very few people are directed in their actions. And so obstacles help us to become more directed and more focused. Thirdly, obstacles make us a lot tougher. Right. They really and truly do. That's why we have them. They build our character. Without any obstacles, we cannot build our capacity in life. And so obstacles help us to identify ways that we can specifically change our lives to become better. And that's why obstacles are often referred to as a refiner in life. They get rid of the rough diamond, so to speak, if you like.
Yeah, yeah.
The fourth reason is obstacles enable you to focus on what really counts. So often we're so busy being busy because busyness makes us look really important. I always remember the wise person always asks, is what I'm busy about important? But most people like to be busy being busy. Whereas when you're dealing with obstacles, you don't have time to be busy being busy. You need to be busy with the things that are really important in order to overcome them. So obstacles help you to identify what's really important in your life.
All right.
Number five is obstacles unleash your creativity. They get you to think differently. You know, I think it was Albert Einstein who said that the level of thinking that caused the problem is not going to be the level of thinking that's going to solve the problem. We have to think differently in order to solve a particular obstacle or challenge in our lives. Number six, Marius, is obstacles help you to find meaning in your life.
Right.
They really and truly do. I'm going to share with you a story that happened to me and to my family way back in 2007. My wife was driving along the road and happened to notice a minibus taxi and a car parked next to it on the side of the road. And this is about 8:30 at night in Durban, and as she was traveling along, she noticed this car that suddenly pulled in front of her. And she hooted at the car, not realizing that the lady in the car had just been shot in the stomach by the man in the minibus taxi, and she was driving to get to the hospital. Charmaine carried on driving down the road, and about 700 meters down the road, she noticed this man driving next to her in a double barrel line. And as she turned to look at him, he shot, and the bullet penetrated the back of the car door and hit my son, my youngest son, in the chest. Charmaine phoned me and said, Dave, Calvin's been hit in the chest. I said, my sweetheart, get him to the hospital. She said, I can't. This man's chasing me. I said, drive to some friends of ours who are doctors. I got into my car. I raced to those friends' house. I got to my friend's house at the same time that my wife arrived. I pulled my son out of the car. He smiled at me. And I tried desperately to resuscitate him, but he died in my arms. Now, Marius, that is the biggest obstacle that I've ever had to face. I've lost everything in my life in a business scam, but I've never, ever had to deal with an obstacle as tough as this. And I want you to know, and I want our listeners to know, that any obstacle, it doesn't matter how challenging it is, it doesn't matter how difficult it is, you can overcome it. And when we're faced with these kind of obstacles, as difficult as they are, and I know there are many people that have had so many difficult obstacles in their lives, they deal with them, they make them change, and they develop the character that's required in order to overcome those particular obstacles in life. They give meaning to life because you start to look at things completely differently. You start seeing things in a different light. You start seeing that other people are also having challenges in their lives. And these things help to build our character, as difficult as they are. There's no obstacle, however, that we cannot overcome. And then the last reason, number seven, is obstacles can help you discover meaning beyond your own inner troubles. You know, often, Marius, we tend to focus on our poor selves. Poor me. Everything's happening to me. Why is life so tough to me? And we tend to forget that there are many, many people, as you mentioned right at the start of our conversation this morning, that there's so many people who have challenges in their lives. But we spend all our time focusing on our own poor selves. I'll never forget in a radio show that I was conducting a number of years ago, I had a lady phone in and said to me, she said, you know, Dave, my husband passed away a year ago, and I haven't been able to recover from that. I've become a hermit. I've closed all the curtains to my home. The garden is growing all over the place. I just feel so miserable and depressed and so on. And I said to her, tell me, what sort of talents do you have? She said, I'm very good at sewing. I said, well, why don't you find a charity that will use your talent? And so what she did is she started phoning around and looking around, and she joined a charity called Meals on Wheels. They deliver food to the aged. And they weren't even using her talent. But a couple of months later, she phoned in, and you could just see her voice, her whole demeanor had changed. She'd opened a curtain. She'd got the garden service in to sort out her garden, because now suddenly she was starting to give. She was starting to contribute. She was starting to make a difference to other people's lives instead of just focusing on her own.
Sure, Dave. Thank you very much for sharing your life story this morning. It was very necessary, though. I want to make mention of something which crossed my mind this weekend, and it was the scripture in the Bible which says, knock and I will open. I'm not sure if you are familiar with that one.
I am, yes.
I was working with that one for a very long time. There are a couple of things which I was working on. This particular one stuck me by, and then let's call it a download that I received was, knocking means having to ask yourself, who am I?
Indeed, indeed.
If you keep asking, who am I, somewhere within all of us, there's a Christ. And the Christ within you will answer. You will have to just accept that. What do you say?
You're so right in what you're saying. Is that one needs to find what that meaning is, what that purpose is. And as I said, as you knock and as you keep on inquiring, you will discover that purpose, I promise you. And when you find your purpose in life, it makes such a huge difference, because then you start living life on purpose. You see, it's amazing how many people who just go through life and then pay the bills and survive, and then they die. They're not living their life on a purpose. There's a thing. And when you find meaning, by knocking and by searching and by overcoming the challenges that you face, etc., you start living your life on purpose. And wow, when people live their lives on purpose, what a life that is. It's really extremely fantastic and exciting. So what I want to do, Maurice, I just want to share seven ways in which we can overcome obstacles.
Please do.
Seven ways in which we can deal with them, because I think it's important for the listeners to know that, yeah, we can deal with obstacles in our lives. I think the first one is we've got to find out what's limiting us. So in other words, we've got to find out what actually is creating the challenges that we have in our lives. Why we keep on facing challenges? Are we always feeling sorry for ourselves? Are we always focusing on poor me? Are we always focusing on the things we don't have? Are we always focusing on the limitations that we have in our lives? Because you see, if we focus on those things, they become the reality. We attract what we are. And so we start attracting those things into our lives. And I know a lot of people might find that difficult to understand, but it's really true. I don't have the time now to go into the mechanics of that, but we are energy. That's all we are. When we focused on negative energy, we attract negativity into our lives. So we need to change our thinking. We need to change our limitations, etc., etc. The second is to review the obstacle's timeline. In other words, how long have you been dealing with this particular obstacle? Are you trying to deal with the obstacle in the same way? Because if you are, you need to change the way you're dealing with it. Remember, the thinking that created the problem is not going to be the thinking that's going to solve it. We have to change our thinking. That's the power of an obstacle, is it gets us to think differently. And thinking differently is an extremely powerful aspect of our lives. Thirdly, we need to determine what's beyond us. We need to determine, in other words, the things that we can control. Too many people focus on the things they can't control. So, you know, when I do marriage counseling, I'll often have two people sitting in front of me, and they're both pointing fingers at each other, both wanting the other to change, not realizing that for things to change, I have to change. And until I change, nothing really changes. And I can't force the next person to change because I have no control over that. The only person that I have absolute and total control over is me. So change me, and things start to change in my life. So we've got to understand what it is that I can control and what I can't control. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether you've ever heard, and this is number four, Marius, I don't know whether you've ever heard of the sport called parkour. Mm-mm. P-A-R-K-O-U-R. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't.
Well, parkour is where different athletes either overcome obstacles by jumping over them, running through them, around them, underneath them, etc., etc. But it's a brilliant sport in which athletes use their minds to think and create and break down obstacles so that they can overcome them. And so one of the powerful things about dealing with obstacles is to break it down. Break the obstacle down and look for ways in which you can actually deal with them more effectively. When you take something that seems insurmountable and you break it down into smaller, bite-sized, believable, achievable steps, it's amazing how we can start to overcome obstacles in our lives. So we need to, number five, is have an active plan. When you've broken the obstacle down and you know what you need to do, act on those plan or act on those actions, so to speak, because it's the actions that make the difference. Number six is improve your problem-solving skills. In other words, look for ways in which you can overcome that. Japan came up with a beautiful principle called the Japan 5 W's. So what would happen is they would look for an obstacle and they would say, which was caused by. And then they would ask the same question again. Once they'd come up with that answer, they would then ask the same question, which was caused by, which was caused by, until they get to the root of the cause. Because when you deal with the root, you sort the problem out. When you deal with the symptoms, they keep on rearing themselves again. And then lastly, number seven is to track your progress, to track how you're doing in terms of overcoming those particular obstacles, Marius. So those are the seven steps to help people deal with obstacles in their lives.
Dave, thank you very much for your time this morning. This is Shoemaker, one step at a time. It's so true, isn't it?
It is indeed, very much so.
I wish upon everyone that we will get to a plan and we will get to our answers, and I hope to speak to you again next time.
Lovely. Thanks, Marius. What are we speaking about next week?
Next week, if you'd like to make a note of that, we are going to be covering raising positive kids. So your children is involved.
Brilliant. Raising positive kids in a negative world. Great.
Right.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Look forward to that, Marius. You have a wonderful week, and a wonderful week to all your listeners.
Cheerio. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Marius. Bye. Take care. Bye.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend.
We play what we want. Piran FM 95.1.